KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mets closer Devin Williams would allow a tie-breaking RBI single to the Twins' Luke Kuechel in the ninth inning as New York now loses their 12th straight game. Twins win last night 5-3. The Mets' losing streak is now their longest since they dropped 12 straight back in 2002. Matt Wallner followed Kuechel by drawing a bases-loaded walk off of Williams, who didn't retire any of the five batters that he faced. The Mets got off to a good start. Their starter Nolan McLean retired the first 15 hitters that he saw, and Francisco Lindor hit a three-run home run in the third. The Twins would respond with a Byron Buxton two-run home run, while Kuechel would tie the game with an RBI single in the seventh. Game two between the Mets and Twins later tonight at 6:10. LeBron James with 28 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists as the Lakers defeat the Houston Rockets 101-94 as they take a 2-0 series lead in their first round playoff series. Marcus Smart added 25 points, had 5 three-pointers and 7 assists for LA, who have now twice overcome the absence of Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. Game 3 is Friday night in Houston. Portland's Scoot Henderson with 31 points last night as the Trailblazers took advantage of a concussion to Spurs star Victor Wembanyama. Portland beat San Antonio 106-103 in their Western Conference playoff series, tied at a game apiece. Wembanyama diagnosed with a concussion after he tumbled face first when he was fouled by Portland's Drew Holiday. His jaw slammed onto the floor. He did not return after the injury in the second quarter. Now he enters the NBA's concussion protocol. He could miss multiple games in the series. Philadelphia rookie VJ Edgecombe had 30 points and 10 rebounds as the 76ers beat Boston 111-97. That series tied at a game apiece. Edgecombe had 6 of Philadelphia's 19 three-pointers as the Sixers bounced back after getting blown out by 32 points in Game 1. The series now moves to Philadelphia for Game 3 on Friday nights. Now, just two games in the NBA playoffs tonight, both 1-8 matchups. In the Eastern Conference, Detroit takes on Orlando, 6 o'clock on ESPN, the 8-seed Magic with a 1-0 series lead. And then Oklahoma City will take on Phoenix tonight at 8:30, the Thunder with a 1-0 series advantage. Tonight, Stanley Cup playoffs continue. The Minnesota Wild are at home for the first time, taking on the Dallas Stars, 8:30 on TNT. That series tied at a game apiece. Last night, a pair of overtime games. Tampa Bay would beat Montreal 3-2. That series knotted up at a game apiece. And Colorado would defeat the LA Kings 2-1. Also in overtime, the Avalanche with a 2-0 advantage. The Utah Mammoth won their first ever playoff game last night. Utah beat Vegas 3-2, and Boston evens up their series with Buffalo with a 4-2 victory. And that's a look at your sports for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.